Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Decrease Your Problem Resolution Time for WebSphere Partner Gateway Version 6. Today's presenter is Ricky Holcomb. Ricky is an advisory software engineer providing Level 2 technical support for WebSphere Partner Gateway and WebSphere Data Interchange worldwide. He has assisted numerous customers worldwide with installing and implementing both of these products. He specializes on Windows and AIX platforms for his area of expertise. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Ricky.
Thank you, Joseph. Hello and welcome to today's WSTE for WebSphere Partner Gateway. My name is Ricky Holcomb. And as Joseph said, I am a software level 2 advisory engineer with IBM WebSphere Partner Gateway and WebSphere Data Interchange. I've been with IBM since 1984 and have been providing level 2 support for over half my career at IBM. Today's presentation will focus on ways to help you decrease your problem resolution time for WebSphere Partner Gateway. We'll also touch on the use of various self-assist tools. Please move to slide 2. Today we will cover the following topics: ways to search for known issues, how to sign up for my notifications and quarterly newsletter, hints on keeping change management records for your system, the importance of keeping current with software maintenance, how and what to collect from must-gather information, ways to submit information collected during your must-gather process for your problem record, the importance of retaining necessary data, and we'll take a brief look at the Assist On-Site tool, otherwise known as AOS. Lastly, we will follow up with a Q&A session. Please move to slide 3. The IBM WebSphere Partner Gateway Support Portal is the best place to start when searching for known issues that may resolve your problem. Below are three main portal links for each edition: Enterprise, Advanced, and Express. In the actual PDF file that you'll find on our website, these links will be clickable. Please move to slide 4. From the overview page on the portal, there are several key areas of interest that can assist you with problem determination. Featured links. There's a featured document section. This is a collection of information which is updated on a quarterly basis by the IBM WPG support team. Support technical exchanges. This is a list of upcoming and recent WebSphere technical exchanges. A collection of WebSphere Partner Gateway Tech Notes. This is a list of documents categorized by index, by component, for helping in locating specific content of interest. Please move to slide 5. Here's a screenshot of the content section of the document for the index collection of WebSphere Partner Gateway Tech Notes. As you can see, they are categorized by function and are in alphabetical order. So if you click on one of these sections, it will actually take you to technical documents that we have categorized for that feature or that feature or function. Please move to slide 6. Some other key information can be found on the left nav bar of the portal, such as downloads, where fix packs, interim fixes, and support packs can be found for download. Troubleshooting, a list of troubleshooting technical documents for WebSphere Partner Gateway. Documentation, a list of links for production documentation. This would be like Info Center, manuals, red books, white papers, and frequently asked questions. Forums and communities. This is a list of user groups and forums for WebSphere products. Planning, a list of resource links for planning, installation, and integration tasks. Installation, a list of technical documents to assist with helping resolve installation issues. Usage is a list of technical documents to assist in resolving usage questions. When IBM support creates these documents, we use these categories to help group these documents in order to help you find the content quickly. Please move to slide 7. Another item of interest is the search support field, which is located in the upper right-hand corner of the support portal page. Some hints for suggested text would be to enter such information as the version of WPG, let's say 6.1.0 or 6.1.1 or 6.2. Also, you may want to include the topic type, such as usage documentation, install troubleshooting, or planning. So you may want to enter WPG 6.2 troubleshooting BCG 21002. Okay, if we'll move to slide 8, please. On this page, we see the results for the search criteria entered from the prior page. As you can see, we had a direct hit of the error message, also another hit for the WebSphere Partner Gateway index collection of tech notes, which we discussed earlier. Please move to slide 9. On this page, we see a screenshot from the WPG Enterprise support portal. The advanced and express editions will look very similar. In this screenshot, we see several sections outlined in red, which we have previously discussed, such as the left-hand nav bar for the downloads, troubleshooting, documentation, forms, planning, etc. Towards the center, we can see the featured document, and in the lower left center, we see the My Notification section, which we will be talking about both of these in the upcoming slides. We also see the links for the WebSphere Technical Exchange and the collection of WebSphere Partner Gateway tech notes. The left center, you see, in the left center of the page. Towards the right center, we see the flash and alerts section. And then in the upper right-hand corner, we see the search support field, which will allow you to enter your own search criteria for the portal site, as we discussed in the previous two slides. You'll move to slide 10, please. My notifications is a terrific way to be notified when IBM support has relevant information to communicate to the WPG community. By subscribing, you'll be notified via email when IBM determines that the information being published may have a significant value to you, such as the availability of new fixbacks, flashes and alerts, other significant technical documents, white papers, documentation update, education, and, of course, the WebSphere technical support exchanges. If you'll move to slide 11, please. In addition, the WPG Level 2 support team issues a newsletter each quarter. So if you're looking for the most frequent documents that are available for B2B WebSphere Partner Gateway, this document will list the most requested ones, including those identified as education and valuable in helping answer your questions, particularly in the problem determination and troubleshooting area. To subscribe to the quarterly IBM newsletter, you can do so by simply sending an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com with the subject line, subscribe, and then the product name. If you would like to subscribe to more than one product, separate the product names with a comma in the subject line as shown here. Move to slide 12, please. So here's a list of the products that currently offer quarterly newsletters. So when sending the email to wsehealth@us.ibm.com, you would enter one or more of the above product names separated by the comma in the subject line. Now I'll give everyone just a moment to look at this slide. Okay, if we could please move to slide 13. In this section, we will discuss the importance of keeping track of changes within the system. This is a key and vital part of the support process. All changes, such as configuration changes, hardware changes, software changes, including all maintenance updates that are applied, should be thoroughly documented. Additionally, any topology changes for software, hardware, networking should also be tracked and documented in the event changes may have caused an impact to your system. Another item you may want to track is any network or hardware failures that may have occurred. When you're reporting problems to IBM support, you should provide IBM support with any changes that may have impacted the system, regardless if you have doubts that the recent changes or failures may have caused an impact. You should also provide IBM support any topology information that may be useful in problem determination, as this may be needed as part of the recreation scenario. Please move to slide 14. In this section, we will discuss the importance of keeping your software maintenance current and up to date. Keeping current with software maintenance is a key part of avoiding failures and outages. It is also suggested that you plan for regular testing of new fix packs and apply them as soon as possible. Some key benefits to doing this are as follows. Your problem may have already been resolved in the current maintenance levels. This may allow you for a quicker turnaround for problem determination and recreates. When the problems are reported on older maintenance levels, IBM will have to recreate at those levels. In addition, we do not necessarily have all the versions, fix pack levels, and topologies on hand for recreate purposes. As there are many combinations that can exist, therefore these levels may need to be installed from scratch in order for the issue to be diagnosed. You may also get a quicker turnaround time for code changes when new defects are found. Also, porting of newer fixes into older fix packs may not be possible or may cause a delay, as these changes must be thoroughly tested before they may be released. So it could be possible that you may have to upgrade to the latest level and then apply the APAR. Please move to slide 15. In this section, we'll discuss the benefits of capturing the must-gather information for problem management record, or otherwise known as a PMR. Providing as much information as possible at the time the PMR is open will accelerate the PMR resolution process. By providing the necessary information in the beginning, IBM support will be able to start diagnosing the issue right away instead of having to request the information and await the information to be provided. Here are some key pieces of information that may be useful to Level 2 WPG support engineers in diagnosing your problem. A detailed problem description. When did the problem begin? Has this worked before? Have there been any recent changes to the system? Is there any recent failures or ongoing problems in the system, hardware, network, or software? Please move to slide 16. What are the current version and fix-back maintenance levels for WPG, WAS, JDK, DOS, DB2, or Oracle? Additionally, in WPG version 6.2, you should also run the bcghistory.sh or bcghistory.bat file. For example, the file would be located under BCG Hub vManager / bin install directory, or in there would also be one under the, if this was distributed, there would also be one under the pub distributed folder also. You would need to provide support with the fixed history output. The complete option will create a file name, fixedhistory.txt, under the same directory. If distributed, you should also provide for each of the node locations for BCG Hub as well. Or if it's simple, for the BCG simple install location. Also, you should provide the complete topology information if you're running simple mode, simple distributed, or full distributed. Another item, can you recreate the problem? If so, provide the recreate steps, step by step. Is the problem intermittent? If so, how often does it occur? And if we can please move to the next slide. What is the current impact of the issue to your business, such as loss of revenue, loss of data, etc.? Do you have any screenshots of the error or failure that you can provide? If so, then paste the screenshots in a Word document is ideal, as they can be placed in specific order and additional comments can be noted about each of the screenshots. When providing screenshots of the document in event viewers, take as many screenshots as possible and drill down to the detail level of the errors. Capturing and providing logs whenever possible, place the logs in debug, finest mode. If the problem is intermittent, then capture the logs as soon as possible to avoid the logs from rolling over and being lost. Move to slide 18, please. Additional tracing may also be needed when the problem is with EDI, ROD, XML, functional acknowledgments, FTP, or SSL issues. Problems with WPG Update Installer, the UPDI issues, collect the BCG Update response file, the UPD log files. The UPD log files would be the UPDATECONFIG.LOG.GZ logs. For problems with DB2 SQL errors, in the DB2 command line processor, run the DB2 support command. This will collect DB2 support files. For instance, for mapping flows, you would need to supply the input test data and the map files. This would be the .eif files. For custom handlers, provide the user exits, source code, and jar or class files. For security flows, provide the complete chain of the certificate files. We can move to slide 19, please. In this page, we find the links for the must-gather documents on IBM support on the IBM support website for WPG by version. Each document describes what needs to be collected and how to collect the requested information. In the PDF format, each of these links are clickable and will access the must-gather document. In the last few days, since this presentation was written, we have updated the must-gather for WPG 6.1, 6.1.1, and 6.2. It has been broadened quite a bit and when you go to the document, it is now clickable for different situations that you may have for different information to collect. I would invite you all to go out there and take a look at that document. There's been some great work done on that document in the last few days. Okay, if we could please move to slide 20. Okay, submitting information. There are three ways to submit your information collected for the must-gather. Attaching the files using the SR tool. When you open a PMR using the SR tool, on the IBM support website, SR2 tool gives you an option to attach files at any time during the life of the PMR. Sending the files directly to IBM via FTP is another option. In this option, you can send the files via FTP. However, the file names must be in a specific format, or else the files may not be received and attached to the PMR appropriately. The directions are as follows. Zip or tar the files using the PMR number in this format. So it would be the PMR number, the first five digits, and then dot the branch off the branch location, and then dot the country code, and then dot, you can give it a generic name at this point, and then either dot zip or dot tar, depending on the way that the file was compressed. Next, you would FTP to ftp.amia.ibm.com, and then log in as anonymous. Then use your email address as the password. Next, you would change the directory to the 2IBM directory, and then change to the directory for the OS which is being used. In this example, I said if upload is zip, use the directory Windows. If tar, use the /AIX. But if this is a tar zip, you would still use the AIX. This is regardless what type of OS you're using. So if you're using a Unix-based system, Red Hat, say Red Hat, Solaris, HP, Unix, something like that, and you would use the AIX directory to send your files. This was just a plain Windows zip file. Then you would send that file, you would upload that file to the Windows directory. Okay, another way is to send the files via email to IBM support. To send the files via email, you would need to simply address the email to webster_support@monza.ibm.com and provide the complete PMR number in the subject line. Example, you would put in PMR space 99999, comma 999, comma 000, depending on your PMR number, your branch, and your country code location. If the complete PMR number is not provided, then your data will not be received. You should also note that if the files are too large, that the mail server may reject the message. If the email is successfully received, you will get an automated confirmation from IBM via email. When you're sending large amounts of data, it's suggested that you use the SR tool or the FTP process instead. If we could please move to slide 21. Okay, retaining necessary data. If at all possible, you should try to retain the data until the problem is resolved. This is in case IBM support needs to collect additional information about the specific data, meaning that you may not want to purge the data from the database, as IBM may need to collect more details regarding a transaction in the event or document viewer. This is especially true with intermittent issues that may not happen very often. Okay, if we can move to slide 22, please. Okay, AOS, or Assist on Site, is a live remote assistant tool. A member of our support team can view your desktop and share control of your mouse and keyboard to get you on your way to a solution. This tool can also speed up the problem determination, collection of data, and ultimately problem solution. Again, in each one of these, in the PDF, each one of these highlighted sections in blue are clickable and will take you out and provide you additional information. On the second part here, where it says don't wait until you have a problem to report, test your AOS connectivity now, this is a clickable link that will take you out and run a test to see if your network can receive and connect to the AOS tool. Before using AOS, the AOS on-site application, again, you can test your connectivity to the AOS site network by using this connectivity tool provided. If you would like to request an AOS session with IBM support, once you have opened a service request, or SR, or otherwise known as a problem management record, or PMR, an IBM representative may request to connect to your system using the AOS tool. This link provides direct access to the form. Note, you will need to have an IBM representative on the phone, as he or she will need to generate and provide you a secured connection code. Please move to slide 23. Okay, in summary, we have discussed how to access the WebSphere support portal for searching for known issues, how to sign up for My Notifications and quarterly newsletter, keeping accurate change management records about your system, the reasons for applying and maintaining software maintenance currency, preparing by collecting must-gather documentation before opening your problem record, ways to submit your information to IBM, retaining necessary data until the problem is resolved, and preparing ahead of time by getting to know and test your AOS connectivity. Now I will go ahead and hand the presentation back over to Joseph.
Thank you, Ricky, for a great presentation. And at this point in time, Danielle, we would like to open the lines again just in case we have any follow-up questions.
And there are no questions.
Thank you, Danielle. And at this time, we will conclude the presentation.